13, and we come to the sports. We start with football. Champions Spurs open their title defence with a home draw. However, referee shortages hit home again, and it's the clubs and the referee secretary who suffer. It's incredible to think about the number of games that have been played without a referee on the first two Saturdays of the South Devon football season. Well done to all of those who stepped up, but the brutal fact is there are just not enough referees to start with. However, in the Premier Division, Friday night football returned, courtesy of Newton Abbott Spurs seconds, who opened up their defence of the title with a 1-1 draw against East Allington United in front of a decent crowd at the Rec. Another season opener saw the Windmill and Plymouth True Blues share the points, finishing 2-2 at Millbay Park. Chudley Athletic will be disappointed in coming away from Coach Road empty-handed in their opening game versus Paignton Saints, which resulted in a scrappy 1-0 to Paignton. In Division 1, a major shock saw Bovey Tracy AFC lose 5-3 to newly promoted Barton. It's Brixham Town who sit at the top after three games, their latest result a tight 2-1 win over Paignton Villa. WBB have also had a good start to the season, making it two wins from three in an all-Newton Abbott affair. They put four unanswered goals past a young Buckland Athletic side, and the Claymen are keeping pace with the Fishermen as a result. In Division 2, Ivybridge Town are 3 points clear following a great 6-1 win at Erm Valley against an East Allington second team who will win more than they lose. Paignton Villa seconds have also had a good start to the new term, scoring 14 goals in three games. This time it was a narrow 3-2 win over Newton Rovers, who occupy the bottom slot at the moment. Division 3 is definitely taking shape in line with the bookies' favourites. Kings Kurzweil continue to win games as a 4-0 win at South Brent puts them on maximum points from three games. And in Division 4, only three games went ahead, one of which saw Teen Village match Chudley Athletic seconds as they beat Barton Athletic seconds 4-0. Plymouth Argyle head coach Tom Cleverley has openly questioned the mentality of his squad after a frustrating 1-0 defeat to Peterborough United in Sky Bet League One on Saturday. Having come into the game on the back of a three-game winning streak, Cleverley was left frustrated as his side slipped to a sixth defeat in nine starts, leaving them 17th in the current standings. And there was plenty of intrigue in the FA VAR's second qualifying round in the three games involving South Devon sides, but for very different reasons. Tynmouth AFC and Newton Abbott Spurs ran higher-ranked teams right to the wire, whilst Bovey Tracy AFC continued to raise eyebrows after an emphatic victory. And in the FAVA's second qualifying round, Buckland Athletic beat Ilfracombe Town 5-1. We'll have a look at the hockey now. And England Hockey National League Conference West, Cardiff and Met Men's second 11, 0, Ashmore Men's first 11, 2. And playing away to newly promoted Cardiff and Met, Ashmore's men's first team produced a strong performance to gain all 3 points in a highly competitive encounter. And then if we have a look at the rugby, Exeter Chiefs, Rob Baxter has challenged his side to raise their standards as they prepare for Sunday's Premier Rugby opener away to Northampton Saints. Despite a promising build-up to the new top-flight season, the director of rugby insists the Chiefs must find another gear if they are to hit the ground running in what promises to be a fiercely competitive campaign. Last Saturday's 23-14 victory over a youthful Bath outfit in their second Premiership Rugby Cup fixture gave them a timely boost ahead of their trip to Franklin's Gardens this weekend. And with Ivybridge coming down from the league above and having an artificial grass pitch that most teams at this level are not used to playing on, it was set to be a challenging game for Teignmouth Rugby Football Club, which it turned out to be, as they were beaten 31-26. So they just missed out in that bruising affair. And that concludes the roundup of sport for this week.